Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, everybody. This is Silvio Canto in Dallas, Texas, on Thursday, July the 28th, and welcome to our commentary. Before we get to the big story of the day, which is, of course, the GDP report, negative GDP report, I want to direct you to my latest post over at the American Thinker. You can see it at the American Thinker, or you can see it on my Facebook page, or you can also see it on my blog. And the post is about, you know, I'm talking about the so-called moderate Joe Biden. You know, this is the man we were presented during the campaign. We were presented this candidate who was supposed to be a moderate, who was supposed to be a calming influence on the country after the, let's say, the storm created by President Trump. And I think a lot of people voted for him on that basis, by the way. I think a lot of those independents who made his election possible, I think a lot of them, I think it's fair to say, that a lot of them had been turned off by President Trump's style, you know, the tweets, the fights, and all of that. And I think a lot of them were turned off by that and were looking for maybe somebody more presidential, as they like to say. And they saw in Joe Biden maybe that person. They weren't necessarily in love with him. They weren't necessarily sitting around waiting for his presidency, but they just saw him perhaps as a moderate who could be a calming influence on the country after President Trump. It has not turned out that way. In fact, this presidency is anything but a moderate presidency. And this latest information that I'm talking about in my post, where the Department of Agriculture, I think they're the ones who handle this, is now tying gender ideology to the school lunch money that some of the schools get. I mean, that's exactly the kind of thing I'm talking about. And they're somehow tying all of this as some kind of anti-discrimination. No, that's not anti-discrimination. That is promoting a way of life and a culture without even consulting with the parents first. Gender ideology is not the same thing as your skin color. It's a totally different issue. And to somehow equate those two as civil rights issues, I think it's just an absolutely maddening idea. But, you know, that's why I call it Tales from the Moderate. That's the name of the article, because this administration has not been moderate. And in a lot of their decisions have created many of the problems that that we have. So just remember that. Well, the big story, the very big story today is the GDP report. The GDP report finally came out. And of course, what it means is that it was a negative report for the second quarter. So that means that we have now had two consecutive quarters of negative growth. And traditionally, what that means is that we're in a recession. Now, to be honest, the new one, the very new one that just came out, is like 0.9%. So it's not a big drop. It is negative, but it's not a big drop. And it could be readjusted back to the black, you know, when they look at these things again. But as of right now, we have officially two consecutive quarters of GDP growth, and that's what they call a recession. Now, the White House, of course, is playing all kinds of games with the idea that this is not a recession. And they're saying, well, no, it's not a recession. Look at the job growth and look at the job market. There is some truth to that, by the way. The job market had been very good, but it's beginning to change. It's beginning to change. And you're starting to see, for example, sales of homes and sales of automobiles and other indications that consumers are pushing back or holding back their money, which, of course, contributes to the recession. So how bad this recession is going to be, I don't know. But they got to get the inflation out of the system, and the only way they can do that is by having a recession, just like we saw back in 1982. I've talked about 1982 many times because I remember that one. But also, I think that is an example of how it was done when we had high inflation. I would not be surprised if the Federal Reserve follows a policy of interest rates to slow down the economy, excuse me, similar to the one back in 1982. But as of right now, no matter what anybody says, as of right now, we are officially in recession. And, you know, they can play games all they want, but we are officially in a recession. Now, how the Democrats are going to explain that, I don't know. But I hope the media, explains it, that we are technically in a recession. And I think it's going to be very difficult, by the way, to dance around this issue. It's just going to be very difficult to dance around the issue because the country understands that we're in a recession. So I just think it's going to be very difficult for the Biden administration to dance around the issue of the recession. Another big story today is that Senator Manchin of West Virginia has apparently cut a deal with Senator Schumer, the majority leader. And the deal is about, you know, bringing back some of the parts of the Build Back Better program that was turned down before. And they call it the Inflation Act of 2022. What they're trying to do is collect a little bit more money, hand out a little bit more money. But the biggest problem in the entire proposal by Senator Manchin is the fact that he's calling for some tax increases in business. Now, they're not actually technically raising taxes. What they're doing is they're going after companies that, as they say, do not pay taxes. And they're saying that everybody's got to pay a 15% minimum tax. The problem with that is that in a recession, that's not a very good idea. And the other problem with it is that it's very misleading to say that these companies are not paying taxes. What happens is many of these companies get tax credits from governments, state governments, local governments, and so on, to move their manufacturing facilities or their facilities from one place or another. And these tax credits, of course, they apply them to their taxes and then they don't pay taxes. But it's not like they're not paying taxes. It's not like they're breaking the law, which is the way a lot of these reports make it out to be. I mean, what they're doing is completely legal. And the byproduct of tax credits that state governments and local governments have issued. We can agree or disagree whether this is a good idea. I don't know. But this is the way it is. And the way that the Democrats always present it is as if these companies are taking advantage, when in fact all they're doing is simply using the tax credits that government, state, and local have given them for moving plants and relocations. And I mean, we had a case recently, I remember a few years ago, I don't remember the name of the company, but down in the Grand Prairie area, Grand Prairie or Arlington, there was a manufacturing company, I think a big warehouse, to take it back, a warehouse that moved its facilities from somewhere to that area. And they were provided with all kinds of tax credits to do so. Why? Because the local government was looking at the big picture. And they said, okay, if you move your warehouse here, you're going to create X number of jobs directly. And that is going to create also all kinds of indirect taxes. And overall, when you add it all up, the taxes being paid by the new employees that you're creating, the taxes being created by all the business activity that these employees bring because they have families, they got to do business, you know, everything from a donut shop to a tire shop to a restaurant. Those are all businesses that now have new customers and they're generating more and more taxes. So I'm not sure if Senator Manchin's proposal is going to get through, especially with the information that we got today about the GDP report. But I mean, I think this is a bad time for Senator Manchin to bring this up. Now, remember, he's not going to get any Republican support. So he's going to have to get every Democrat. And it's going to come down 50-50. And if it comes down that way, then the vice president can break the tie and it moves forward. But is he going to get all 50 Democrats? Probably. But I wish Senator Manchin, frankly, had not proposed this at this time. I don't think he's helping the people of West Virginia or the people of the country to have more spending at a time we have inflation like we're having right now. One more interesting story of the day. You know, you remember that the governor of Texas and the governor of Arizona starting sending migrants, as they call them, to Washington, D.C. and to New York. Well, it turns out that Washington, D.C. and New York City are not very happy with this. They're not happy with getting all these people. Because now they're saying that they don't have the resources, which is probably true. They're saying they don't have the ability to take in all these people. And what's happening is that in many ways, they're getting a taste of their own medicine. Most of these cities are sanctuary cities, meaning they have to take these migrants. But now, of course, they actually have to take them, and it's creating all kinds of problems. So the mayor of New York City is blaming Texas and Arizona for this, Well, no. Texas and Arizona are simply sending the people crossing the border, or not all of them, but some of them, to these locations. And I think what the mayor of New York City and the mayor of Washington, D.C. should do is to blame the Biden administration, because that's who started this. By opening the border, the Biden administration has created this problem that has not only divided the country, but created all kinds of chaos on the U.S. Mexico border. Well, let's do our little moment in history here to close it up. It was on this day in 1929 that Jackie Kennedy was born. She passed away in 1994. Jackie Kennedy, of course, was the first lady of the United States when her husband, John Kennedy, was president of the United States. A lovely, elegant woman who I think won the hearts of most people around the world. She probably, I don't know if she was the most popular first lady ever. It's hard to measure that. But she was clearly very popular at a time, I think, when elegance was something that was very fashionable. And I believe that Jackie Kennedy was that perfect, elegant first lady. So we remember the late Jackie Kennedy today. You know, she was very popular in Latin America and all over the world, really. But I think a lot of women all over the world really loved the elegance of Jackie Kennedy. So we admire her for that. And she was also a very strong woman when her husband was killed. The way she acted and the way she presented herself publicly, I think was a very admirable thing. So we remember Jackie Kennedy on this day, born in 1929. She passed away, of course, in 1994. You know something interesting about Jackie Kennedy? She and President Nixon died within a few weeks of each other, and they both died in New York City. Very interesting little detail, you know, coincidence, if you will. Of course, Jackie Kennedy and Richard Nixon of that generation, you know, it was John Kennedy, after all, who defeated Richard Nixon in 1960. Have a great day, everybody. This is Silvio Canto in Dallas, and we'll talk to you later.